for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Today is September 9th, National Teddy Bear Day. Celebrate your cuddly, soft, bestest friend from childhood and know that it's totally not weird you still take him to bed with you.
Happy National Teddy Bear Day, Mr. Flupkins. Big hugs.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president did not mislead the public by saying coronavirus would just go away after new recordings indicate he knew in February how deadly and contagious it was.
One day COVID will go away. I think we can all hope for that day. We will have a vaccine.
The president told journalist Bob Woodward in a taped interview he didn't want to panic Americans. U.S. coronavirus deaths are now approaching 190,000. Conservative Norwegian Parliament member Christian Tybring-Gjedde has nominated President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Tybring-Gjedde, a four-term member of Parliament, said based on merit, President Trump has done more trying to create peace between nations than most other Peace Prize nominees, including his recent key role in the establishment of relations between Israel and the UAE.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
I got something to say right after this. Fox News.
That is bullcrap.
It is.
The swimming pools were closed. I never hit the beach. The virus everywhere. Never went out to eat. Covered face, quarantine, been staying here at home. And now it's turning fall, pretty soon it gets cold. I wanna redo, the summer wasn't any fun. I had to wear a mask too, just take a walk, baby. Had no barbecues, did not hang out with anyone. Had been a COVID, summer is gone.
News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Fox News, they're all doing the same thing. COVID death total, 180,000 people! The CDC says the number of people who died from coronavirus exclusively is under 10,000. That's out there. That's not some conspiracy theory where somebody uncovered a document. Don't let anybody know, but really the actual death. So it's under 10,000, and I'm glad I'm not one of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not diminishing anybody's death. But the same CDC, hey, follow the science. Isn't that what the media told us, right? Follow the science. Says that of those people, and we know, look, when they put a $46,000 price tag on a COVID death, who was it recently that passed away? Oh, Tom Seaver. The left-wingers that send us our morning show prep from California, you know, the compilation of news items and this and that, fun stuff for the radio. It's drivel, most of it. Said he died of coronavirus. No, he did not. He may have contracted it at the end, but he had had Alzheimer's for at least 2 or 3 years. I remember when he made his, you know, the sports media announced he had made his last public appearance because he had it. And so that's been known for years, yet they listed it. They didn't even mention that he had Alzheimer's. They just said it was a coronavirus death. This is nuts. The same CDC, follow the science, said you got to have 2.5 on average additional comorbidity factors in the rest of them. Comorbidity could be anything from obesity, weakened immune system from chemo, long list, diabetes, a long list of things that make people more vulnerable to something like this when it's going around, just like the frickin' flu. I don't recall everybody going berserk and shutting everything down when the flu season started. Get a shot. I've never gotten a shot. I've never had the flu. So I'm just so sick. And Fox, they're just another part of the problem, in my opinion. How about some Tucker?
How about some?
See, what I do is I find these things I want to play on the afternoon show, but I find them at 3 in the morning, and I send them to myself so that I can play it. By the time I get here in the afternoon, those emails I send myself with what I want to play are so buried. We got a YouTube clip here of Tucker. First, I have to get through. What is this? Simplified machine design. Tucker.
Democrats have made it very clear they plan to put Joe Biden in the White House in January, whether he wins the election or not. Watch.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Get an inch from Bill.
Another angry rich lady. Boy, there are a lot of those around. Well, today, Jeff Bezos' personal newspaper, The Washington Post, reported that violence is likely if Joe Biden doesn't win. But, of course, not predicted if he does win, which tells you everything. And according to The Washington Globe, Biden's surrogate, John Podesta, has been planning for the possibility that Biden won't concede and that the military will get involved and make sure he's president. It's hard to believe anyone would say that out loud, but people are saying that out loud. So what is going to happen in November? Well, Vince Colonnese has gamed it out. He's a radio show host at WMAL in Washington and an editor at The Daily Caller. We're happy to have him on tonight. Vince, thanks so much for coming on. So what do you think, what are the scenarios? What's likely to happen when election day
comes? As you know, politics is typically very hard to predict. This one is not hard to predict at all. This election day is setting up to be a dumpster fire, and an unquenchable one, actually. You know, a lot of people think back to the chaos of the 2000 election, pregnant chads, hanging chads, looking at ballots in Florida, thinking, boy, I hope that never happens again. I'm sorry, that is a maskless walk in the park compared to what we're about to experience. And what I mean by that is, this year, experts predict that upwards of 156 million Americans will cast a ballot in the presidential election. That's a huge number. And some 80 million of those will be cast by mail. This is unprecedented. We are overhauling our election system this year in a way that is really meaningful in one of the most fraught political environments that anyone has seen who's alive today. So in order to do that, does the mail system work? Well, there are a lot of question marks about that, especially because we've had so many primaries this year already. And look at what happened in Nevada, in Pennsylvania, in New York, where 84,000 ballots were just disappeared. That was one out of every four voters not counted for. They were rejected in New York. How could you have a system where a single battleground state is in question because of a lapse like that? That is going to be a disaster.
My sense is that Democrats plan to win this election in the weeks after Election Day with lawyers. So if it's a contest between the parties on the question of who's got more lawyers, the Democrats obviously have a massive advantage. It's the party of lawyers. Do you get the feeling that's their program?
Yes, they have an army of lawyers and an unquenchable desire to win. You heard it vocalized there by one of the most famous Democrats, Hillary Clinton, saying that under no circumstance should Joe Biden concede this election. John Podesta, as you mentioned, was her campaign chairman. The war game that they gamed out in June was essentially this, that come the election, he would refuse to concede, playing Joe Biden, and that he would challenge the results of the Electoral College. He would manipulate the actual electors to the Electoral College. And in their war game scenario, three states, Washington, Oregon, California, all three of the states on the Western seaboard threatened to secede from the Union. And these are not fringe people. This is the center of the Democrat Party, John Podesta. That is a big deal. And they say they want to wait for the military at that point to figure out who's president of the United States. That was, by the way, a scenario where Joe Biden loses the election. It's a gigantic deal. So I think there really is only one solution to all of this. And it's we've got to get the polls open. We have very little time. But it is of immense importance that people vote in person. If Americans can't have confidence in their election system, the whole thing falls apart. We have such low trust in our institutions today at all that's levels, right. Government, media, everywhere. If you lose faith in your election, that's how you become third world. Open up the polls. Congress can use its compulsory capabilities, threaten funding, force these states to reopen, whatever you have to do. Enfranchise every American voter you possibly can. Because right now, the state's governors are shutting down polls across the country, and it is safe to vote. Doctors Fauci and Dr. Birx, they say it's safe to get in line and cast a vote. Unless you're in that very vulnerable population, then go ahead, cast that mail-in ballot. But we need a lot of confidence in this election result, and we need it quickly.
I think that's a very, very smart point, and it's something that Republicans in Congress, not one of the sharpest groups in America, need to be reminded of. So thank you for reminding them of that.
Open the polls. Thank you. Thank you.
Scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that they don't have a war game plan, though, for is a massive Trump landslide. Is that possible? Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, for any incumbent to be defeated, you have to convince a large number of people that voted for him the first time that they should come over to the other side. That ain't happening. I have yet to meet anybody that voted for Trump that's going to vote for Joe Biden. It's not happening. Those are the grounded, but the practical people who look at this guy with the vacant look on his face, drawing crowds of 1 and 5 and 10 people wherever he goes. Trump, you go out there, you see the voter enthusiasm. There's still massive turnouts,
yeah, hold on.
Even when he's just landing at an airport. And of course, now all of a sudden, hey, you Trump supporters, get your mask on. You're spreading the coronavirus. I saw a story today that claimed that the Sturgis biker rally in South Dakota resulted in 250,000 infections and is going to cost their healthcare system $12 billion.
Yeah, Christy Noem said that's a crock.
It is a crock. But trying to keep up with the lies at the, I mean, it's just a nonstop game of dodgeball, except they've got all the balls and all you do is keep throwing them. 250,000. They can't help themselves. They're full of crap. Andy.
Hey, Greg, how you doing this afternoon?
How are you?
You know, I just heard what you just played, and the fact that the whole Western Seaboard would secede from the Union. How many of you out there would love to see that happen?
I would. Yeah. Go. Please. Start your own little communist nation and invite all the other commies from across the country to come out there and join you.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings if the whole seaboard just slid off into the ocean, and we just the United States of America we're missing three states. I would love that.
They're nothing but trouble. California not only is a screwed up state, and we got to send them electricity because they bought into all this new Green Deal Schmidt before it was ready to keep up with their power demands, and now everybody else has got to send power to California.
I tell you what, the probability of a child under the age of 8 being sexually molested would go down at least 70%. I would love for that to happen.
Who is it that suggested that somebody go out to Hollywood and write Child Lives Matters?
Exactly.
And among
right.
all those pedophiles out there, yeah. Creepy.
But I would not. This election, it's going to be a long, drawn-out mess if the Democrats get their way. And like you just said, the only way that we can put a sure end to this is that people get out and vote. Just and I don't care where you're at. I don't care who is intimidating you. I don't care what they're trying to do to keep you from getting inside, wherever that polling place is. Get your butt in there and cast your vote. I don't care who's out there. But and you're going to see that. You're going to see places across this country where people will be intimidated, and there will be no police around.
I think Trump will take a preemptive action. I do.
Well, I hope he'll make sure that
every polling place will be protected.
He needs to go ahead and go ahead and get the National Guard ready. Have them on standby, ready to go, and have them at every polling place.
I'd
have two soldiers posted, locked and loaded, ready to go.
It's got to happen.
Exactly right. But anyway, Greg, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. I trust his judgment on that. I think he will. He knows. Look, there was outrage from the right when people were menaced going into that Philadelphia polling place. But that was one, there were a couple of incidents like that the first time Obama was elected. And that quickly was dismissed, right? Just like the Cambridge police acted stupidly, remember that? When they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the professor involved in that situation taking responsibility, Obama turns it into a beer garden summit with the cop that arrested him. You can't make these people up. They never, ever quit. That's the lesson we need to learn. They never stop. Even when they lose, they never stop. Because this is what they live for. Chaos, destruction. They don't even know what they don't even know what they're asking for. And if we get it, God help us all.
There was just a good news headline. Two women indicted for stealing MAGA hat from 7-year-old child.
Good. I think we played the clip of those two biatches. Bullying a 7-year-old kid. They bully old people in restaurants. These are evil sons of buckets. Gotta watch it. 417, how's your car?
Still waiting to hear back from the insurance company.
My goodness. I wonder what's going on over there.
Yeah, crickets.
Eager to cover their reckless client. But eventually Rosie's vehicle will be in the capable hands of Montgomery Paint and Body, and it's going to come out looking as good as new, maybe better. I want to be there with you when you go to get it. After they've fixed it.
They told me they were going to give me money to steam clean the back of my car because when he hit me, I had all that food that I was taking to funeral repast, and it crunched some of the pans and spilled the food out all over the back of my car. And so they said they were going to give me no money for that. So I reminded him of that.
Well, I think Seth Spotlow coined the term restoration. When a car comes in damaged, Montgomery Paint and Body, it's not just a matter of repainting the parts that were bent and getting them straightened out, installing the parts that had to be replaced. It's about taking that vehicle from bumper to bumper and making it look as good as new, maybe better. They know what you've been through. Accidents, look at this hassle Rosie's been going through has been going on for weeks, and they can't begin the work until the other people take responsibility. So, but eventually, Rosie will be rewarded.
I will.
We know this, and I want to be there when that happens. I want to see the look on your face.
Oh, yeah.
It may become something I can use as a copy point forever and ever.
I'm saving up my Kleenex.
Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. They hope, we hope, you never need to call them for the reason they're there, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are. 27 Rec with AW. Local news at 419.
Seskew with Alabama News Network. The case against David Justice, a Montgomery businessman accused of child sex abuse, is now headed to a grand jury. Justice's attorney filed a motion to waive his preliminary hearing, which had been scheduled for today. The motion was granted and the case now heads before the Blount County Grand Jury. Justice faces dozens of charges of sex abuse of a child under the age of 12 in Montgomery and Blount counties. Both Montgomery County and city employees will now have additional hazard pay to combat the effects of COVID-19 until the end of the year. The Montgomery County Commission approved a $2.50 an hour increase for sheriff deputies and detention facility corrections officers. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed requested the same pay for first responders and other qualifying city employees. A murder investigation is underway in Shorter. Shorter Police Chief Sandra Malloy says one man was shot and killed on Highway 80. No arrests have been made so far. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on the East South Boulevard at Narrow Lane Road. It's minor in nature. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Our most congested areas right now, Taylor Road on both sides of I-85, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to about Baptist, and the West Boulevard on both sides of I-65. Very congested there. Got some outbound traffic on Norman Bridge and Atlanta Highway as well. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Although a lot of people are working from home, accidents still happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Coming to Montgomery October 1st for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics, it's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. That familiar summertime pattern is coming back at us. A little bit more humidity in the air and some widely scattered storms here and there well into the evening hours and then fading out at night. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. We'll be in the low 90s tomorrow and Friday, and the number of storms will actually pick up just a notch each day. They'll still be scattered and random, but by the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the storms will be scattered to numerous across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It is time for the roll call. You can bet your hoo-ha it is.
need some wood?
No, not at the moment. Thank you.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're better than television.
You gotta have something.
Oh, my God.
If you wanna be with me.
I'm happy, baby.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Not gonna happen.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Could it be?
Tongue?
And I'm not snuffing. Believe you me.
You!
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
Screw you!
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Nice going, asshead.
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
I hate it when I screw up. What else is happening? Like Rich Thomas always says, where is that? Well, this is the worst one.
What else is there?
That's it.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
Roy!
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Oh, baby.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That's nothing.
You gotta have something.
The song comes out of the third volume pod because it's so loud that a lot of the stuff gets buried. So we're going to give that a zero. I don't even want... That was just... Sorry. But I didn't want to just bail out of the song.
You can't give it a zero. Get some points.
It maybe sound like a giant...
Whang!
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
I have to go with what it... All right, so in order to deflect... Whatever you're thinking about that, away from me. Here's Joe Biden today. Where did he know where he was? I don't know where he was. Was it Michigan? I think in Michigan. Had some issues with the teleprompter.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Is everybody...
I don't understand the words you just said.
They're still sending them out there. Not with the... I mean, Trump's going to like 3 states a day. Everywhere he goes, he gets greeted with enthusiastic supporters. Whether they're lining the streets... He left through Jupiter, Florida from Mar-a-Lago. And even... I mean, that's a... Jupiter is populated by a lot of people that moved down from New York and other spots, and they jam the streets to just watch them drive by. So voter enthusiasm. So that Tucker clip that we played earlier, you know, this is, they mean business, man. They want a frickin' war. They really do. They, and they're not even trying to hide it now. Now it's out there. We're Hillary. Don't concede. Well, she hasn't conceded, has she?
No.
No, because it was supposed to be hers. And the last 3 years have been all about... You see, that's why we have the Electoral College system. That could be an interesting situation. I think they're required to vote on December 10th.
Yeah, they only have a short time.
It didn't matter in the 2000 election because whoever got those votes was going to be president. It was that right. Close. But if Trump is up, you know, in states that don't have this mail-in scam going on and has enough electoral votes, the electors can vote and he can become president. What are they going to do?
It's 270, isn't it? Doesn't, yeah. And that's what he's got to get.
Right. Last time he did it with, I think, 31 states, 32 states. And at the maps I see from people that don't have it in, it looks like he's got a good shot at 37. Democrats have no plan for places like Pennsylvania. You know, these states, they prosper from the economy and the revival of factories and manufacturing in Pennsylvania. Ohio looks safe. And then they elect a Democrat governor. Why do you do that? Are you people in Michigan nuts to elect a witch, a tyrant like Gretchen Whitmer, who's still imposing? And again, another one of those that, remember when her husband said, you know, I'm happy to be the governor's husband. Can you let me get my button? And to the everlasting credit of the doc, they said, no, you wait in line like everybody else.
That's right.
They're finally reopening for indoor dining in New York. Why? Because who was it caught? I don't know if it was Cuomo. Somebody got caught eating at a Long Island restaurant.
Cuomo
had pulled the liquor license from the, but it was still okay to go there for dinner. And do you think he might have had a little wine? Probably. Because all these rules and all these regulations are for the...
For me and not for me.
Just got a text from 84 from the New York Times. Your coronavirus test is positive. Maybe it shouldn't be. They're finally getting around to this. How many people have we heard from that went and got tested? They signed up, got tired of waiting, and left. And then got a call. You're
tested positive.
Yeah. I don't believe any of these numbers. The only number I believe is the one that the CDC put out that said less than 10,000 people have died from the coronavirus exclusively. But Fox, does that stop them from putting that number? That's designed for one reason, to keep people fearful, to keep them in line, keep wearing those masks, keep being good, obedient citizens, because we've got big plans for you. And if you're dumb enough to walk around with a mask on for 6 months, goodness knows what we can convince you to do down the road.
Did anyone send you the Bill O'Reilly clip?
No.
I've got it. I'll send it to you. He talks about...
The only Bill O'Reilly clip I've got is... this one.
Do it live!
Yeah, no. This one talks about who Black Lives Matters is supported by, the fact that it's a Marxist organization, and names the three women who are ahead of it, which is no secret.
Right.
They're California-based. But he talks about how they receive 71% of the money. They receive 71% of the money, and he names the corporations who are giving to that organization.
Well, as we explained with Disney and everybody else, it's not necessarily because they're devoutly devoted to the cause. They don't want to get hassled.
Exactly, and that's what he said. You think that corporations are smart, but they're not. They're not.
No. No, they aren't. It is 434. A company that's smart is right over there on the boulevard. Georgia Floors Direct. 50 years ago, a gentleman named Dick McAdam was looking to open up a warehouse, was looking at different property options, and decided to pick this location on what was then the bypass, the road people took to get around from going through the city of Montgomery. Now, it's the heart of the city. And he saw that 50 years ago. I said, this is where we need to be. And as the area grew around it, Montgomery grew eastward, Georgia Floors Direct couldn't have been more convenient, and they still are. And worth the drive. Even they install carpeting. Jeff Mallinson was telling me they go all over the state to do installs because people come there for the value. That's true wholesale pricing on everything, all types and styles of flooring, everything, whatever your taste happens to be. Whether you're looking to redo a single room, you need a remnant, they've got those. They still have some inventory left from a carpeting business that went under. They bought it all at below wholesale. And are offering it to you at below wholesale. Everything is at least wholesale price because there's no middleman. They don't deal with that. Everything goes straight from the manufacturer to the warehouse. Once you pick out what you want and the budget you're shopping with, it's installed by their people. So when all is said and done, you're happy about the price you paid, the way the flooring looks when it's installed, and it's all Georgia Floors Direct. You go somewhere else, you're in a box store, you're kind of on your own because they farm out the installations. And if there's a problem, they give you an 800 number to call, and then that's a nightmare. I know people that have had to go through that. Somebody I know had a hardwood floor installed, and it warped, like, within a month because whoever installed it didn't dry out the surface underneath the way they should have. They just rushed it in, and it took months to get that situation resolved. Georgia Floors Direct, you're talking about people that know what they're doing. So next time you need flooring, visit them, especially with the holidays coming up. Save money. Save time with GFD on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for half a century.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still a little busy on Taylor Road, both sides of I-85, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway to Baptist. Got some congestion at some of the major lights on Atlanta Highway outbound, and we're seeing the 31s fill up a bit. A lot of traffic on its way to Wetumpka, Troy, and Prattville this afternoon. And we still have that accident on the books, East South Boulevard at Narrow Lane Road. Use caution there. It was a minor accident. Hopefully they've got that one out of the way by now. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It is 4:39. Just had the weirdest phone call from somebody who is mad. It was something we had done by a sponsor from 10 years ago, at least 10, maybe even more than that. 2008, it was unhappy with the job this particular sponsor did. Isn't it a little bit late to be complaining? I mean, no business is perfect, the best in the world. There's always somebody. This is why they have companies that advertise. You hear them on certain radio networks and stuff. Has your business been given a bad rap by... Because social media, any jerk can get on there, including your competitors, and tell everybody you suck. It happens from time to time. Gee whiz. if something should ever happen, just contact me. I'll be happy to look into it for you if something goes wrong. Fortunately, I can count on maybe less than one hand, if that's possible, the number of times that's happened over the years. You got a pretty great group, but this is from long ago. Rosie sent me that Bill O'Reilly clip, and this is where the BLM money is being funneled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about money. It's all about power. And ultimately, we pay for it. Corporations funding BLM. Bill O'Reilly will be... He's on this thing called The First. He's not on Newsmax anymore.
He's not?
No.
He's got his own network?
I don't know if this is his network. I can tell you what. The video quality of this is far better than what you see on Newsmax. I think Newsmax is broadcasting with cameras that were made in the 70s. Mm. They're not nearly as sharp. Very little of what they have is HD. And it's so weird to look at him because we carried him at the last station I worked at in Florida, and he came to visit us. Happy He's a big guy, and he has a way of making his presence in a room known to one and all. So we'll have this clip, see what he has to say in just a minute. The First is the name of this new thing he's got going.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Hi, everybody. That familiar summertime pattern is coming back at us. A little bit more humidity in the air and some widely scattered storms here and there well into the evening hours, then fading out at night. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. We'll be in the low 90s tomorrow and Friday, and the number of storms will actually pick up just a notch each day. They'll still be scattered and random, but by the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the storms will be scattered to numerous across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com. The streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC voice.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Wonderful Weirdos Day.
Suit up. It might get weird.
That's super weird.
They're weird that way.
The weird one.
So weird.
Has weird ever stopped us before?
That's weird.
This weird, beastly presentation.
Wonderful Weirdos Day today.
Weirds. A very special day in Talk Radio Land because if you want to meet wonderful weirdos, this is the job.
Yeah.
That we'll put. In fact, we invite some of you wonderful weirdos to come and join us tonight at Baumhauer's after the show. Byron York has a book out. I see him up there on Fox. Got to get him back on the air.
Yeah.
I worked with him at ABC in Miami. He was the last person I ever thought I would see appearing on network channels offering opinion and perspective, because he was just not, you know, he wasn't a guy that wanted to be in front of the camera, but he's brilliant as the day is long. So I can't say I'm surprised he's doing it. Just it was not something he ever, I spent a lot of time with him, talked a lot about goals and ambitions, and he never mentioned what he's doing now as a career goal. So let's find the Bill O'Reilly clip, which I have promptly lost. Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, this is par for the course.
Okay.
Do I have to? Oh, it's off Facebook. Okay. Now I got to find which one of these F's is the one with the clip. There it is.
There it is.
Because I only have four Facebook tabs open.
That's good.
I do keep up with the stuff people send.
But you have quite a few other tabs open.
Now, while we're listening to this, see if you can find out what the first is.
Okay.
That's what this thing is called, this network, apparently.
Okay, and can I give you a quick traffic alert? I-65 north between 143 and Prattville exit. There's a car stalled on I-65 north, and it is blocking traffic. Dangerous situation.
Yeah.
At this hour.
Yeah, especially if it's on the lanes and not off to the side.
Right.
Which begs the question.
What is wrong with you?
All right, maybe a good Samaritan will help that person out on the way. Lord know we have plenty of those. Oh, wait a minute. Sounds to me like there's another thing open. Well, here it is. We're going to try and play this, Bill O'Reilly.
We reported first, and now it's all over the place.
These declassified documents found.
Okay, obviously there is another tab open that's got volume. This is broadcasting professionalism at its finest. Oh, there it is. At its finest. All right, here's Bill O'Reilly.
Of Black Lives Matter Global Foundation are Marxists, and I give these three women credit. They didn't lie about it. They're not trying to hide it. Their names are Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi. They are in Los Angeles. All right? Now, they want to overthrow the system in the United States of America. They don't want capitalism. They want communism. This is who is running the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. There is no doubt about it. No question. The ladies admit it. Here is a partial list of corporations who are donating money to people who want to overthrow the government. See, Black Lives Matter is using the racial strife to drive their Marxist communist agenda. That's what they're doing. It's very shrewd because the press will not report that. Here are the corporations. Cisco, $5 million. Microsoft, $1.5 million. Amazon, $10 million. Gatorade, $500,000. Deckers Outdoor Furniture or something, $500,000. Unilever, $350,000. Nabisco, Ritz, $500,000. Microsoft, $1.5, I said that. DoorDash, $1 million. Intel, $1 million. Warner Music Group, undisclosed, but big donation of Black Lives Matter. Tom's Shoes, $100,000. Airbnb, $500,000. Partial list. So these corporations are basically funding a communist movement. They're capitalist corporations. Why? Because they're stupid. They don't know. And they don't care to know. Why don't they care to know? Because they want a virtue signal. They want to tell all the world, we are so noble. We believe in social justice. We believe that there's terrible things that have to be confronted in America. So we're going to give millions to the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. It is beyond belief. But everybody thinks corporations are smart. They're not. They're run by mostly sycophantic, frightened morons.
Yeah.
I am so happy that I run my own now and I don't have to work for a corporation. I'll never work for a corporation again. So anyway, just to bring you up to speed, the Black Lives Matter Global Network is not a nonprofit. All of these corporations give them millions and millions of dollars, but it goes to Thousand Currents in Oakland because that is a nonprofit. So the money goes over there to be laundered. All right, and then it comes back. 71% of all of these millions of dollars goes to the three women.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And their consultants.
Oh.
Who can be their mom. 71%. Hey, you know, this Marxism communism is pretty good business.
Okay, so the first, I have no idea what that is. You would think that if somebody was launching a network with Bill O'Reilly, they want to reach out to talk radio hosts and make us aware, right?
It is a free TV. I'm sending you the...
it's an online thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't have a cable carrier.
Right.
See that?
I just sent you the link.
I still believe, even though we all know people are unplugging from cable almost daily and that whole universe of how we consume media is changing, except for radio. We're still just doing fine, thanks. It doesn't have the presence if it doesn't have a cable carrier. I was surprised. I mean, Newsmax stepped up for old Bill here when he was run out of Fox. Did anybody ever think that Bill O'Reilly would be run out of Fox News? But when the Murdoch boys started taking over the network and now Disney owns Fox, how long do you think Tucker's going to last?
They've been trying to get him fired.
Oh, nonstop.
Yeah.
And so far, they haven't succeeded.
And I heard Black Lives Matter demanded that he be fired.
Well, you know what? You can demand. Hey, you know what I demand? I demand that the sun comes up in the west tomorrow for a change of pace.
Good luck.
Yeah.
God controls that.
Part of the problem with groups like that is that they demand. They don't ask. They don't negotiate. They demand. And as Bill O'Reilly pointed out, you've got these weak-kneed, I can't use the P word, but I would, who run these things. And as he said, the term is virtue signal. Look at how woke we are. Look at all the money we gave to BLM, 71% of which comes back to the three women, who, by the way, in the photo array that Bill O'Reilly presented in this clip, looked mighty well-dressed.
Well... They're getting 71% of millions of dollars.
Should. Yeah. Yeah. And what are they accomplishing? What are we seeing? We're seeing people using the BLM mantra to assault innocent people in public, showing up, even the stupid mayors, like the jerk in Portland. He's Mr. Woke, right? He's been virtue signaling, you know, these are peaceful protests, until they came to his condo and set it on fire. Demanded he give it to them. That's what they've set off across the country. And when that trickles down, then you have people thinking it's okay to show that Black Lives Matters by going up to old folks, exiting a Republican convention, dining out in Pittsburgh, and you don't have to look hard to find the evidence of menacing and intimidating people because they've been empowered by the media. The media doesn't publicize this stuff, not the mainstream. Even Fox gives it very short shrift. But the president told everybody he knows.
I'm telling you, if I was giving to something that I really believed in and I found out that 71% of it was going to individuals and not to the cause.
It's not going, they're not taking it and reinvesting in neighborhoods that are burned out or run down or putting together scholarships for kids. It's
only $29 of that $100 you send in.
We know how they dress. I would like to know what they're driving. I'd like to see the houses they're living in. Because weak need corporations who make their billions, who pay these CEOs those gigantic salaries that we see, the 8 and 9 figure salaries. They're succeeding through capitalism, but underwriting Marxism, which is capitalism's archenemy. Go figure.
Doesn't make any sense.
Not on this planet, it doesn't. Nope. But sometimes I wonder what planet we're on. All right, time to love what you drive. And the folks at Jack Ingram can make that possible. Let's take a look at what's happening in Audi. They got 29 new Audis and big discounts on 2020s. I think they have some 2021s in now, too. Let me just scroll down here and double-check that. Yep. Signature pre-owns, too, and they're making deals. Here's what you do. You're interested in a new Audi or one of the specials they have, certified pre-owns. These are the folks to do. What is a certified pre-owned? This is a car that has been, first of all, has low mileage, has original warranty mileage left on it.
Okay, Don.
Is, for all practical purposes, brand new. And they have them at the entire Ingram family of dealership. Like the Rogue that I bought last December. Only had 12,000 miles on it, so it came with 24,000 original warranty miles, 100,000 powertrain miles. And I got a great deal on it, got great value for my trade. In fact, I upgraded by 2 model years, and my payment went up by $8 a month. That's something they're really good at doing at Jack Ingram, at the Audi store and the family of dealerships, is helping people upgrade to the more recent model with whatever bells and whistles. They're always adding new things, really cool stuff, without making your payment go skyrocketing. I was unable to do that in the 80s. I upgraded, but my payment went upgrading with it. And I was too stupid to realize what I was doing at the time. If you'd like to do the test drive from the convenience of your driveway, just let them know. Pick a car out at jackingram.com. Let them know. They'll bring it freshly sanitized. They can do all the paperwork via email and appraise your trade on site. Start at jackingram.com. Why? Because it's time to love what you drive. Donnie.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say I get your point 100% about these women and their less 70% of donations, but I'll be honest with you, it is way less nefarious than what I have imagined all this money going to, all these hundreds of millions of dollars going out to God only knows what.
And you know what? I don't believe for 1 minute it's because these corporate CEOs that channel this money, there's two reasons they do it. One, get them off their back. They don't, you know, we just don't want to be hassled. We don't want to, you know, be having, how much is it going to take for you to be quiet? It's hush money, basically.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
And these decisions are being made by weak-kneed corporate CEOs who live where? In big houses with big walls and tons of security. So what do they care that the rest of us go through? They don't.
Exactly. But yeah, I've just envisioned how these communists, effectively that's what they are, where they're going to funnel all that money. I'd rather them funnel it into their own little slush fund and have their own little island and their own party somewhere that I don't have to deal with them.
Hey, we fought wars all over the world to put an end to this kind of crap, and here we are underwriting it in our own country through corporate money. That is just crazy. Thanks for the call, Donnie. Appreciate it. It's 4:58 Fox News.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're traveling to Prattville on I-65 northbound, when you pass the Millbrook exit, we have something going on there. We're not sure. We've got some conflicting reports. We had a car fire reported. We also had a medical emergency reported. But we are seeing a tremendous slowdown in traffic past the 143 before Cobbs Ford Road. Be advised that it's there and be ready to spend a few